Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt on WGN Radio. I have to tell you, I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok, and I came across this 20-year-old from Arizona, and Joe Brown joins us now. Joe, I got to tell you, I'm intrigued by your recipes and where you cook them.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Yeah, it's such an unconventional way to cook out here since it gets so hot in the Arizona heat.
Well, we have finally here in Chicago experienced, the last 2 days have been unbearable. What was the temperature in Phoenix like at your highest?
I think last weekend it was 114, made it over 225 degrees inside of my car.
Okay, so you basically took a cookie sheet, and the one, I've watched a lot of your videos on TikTok, and you put some burger patties, and you buttered the buns, flipped them over, you left them in your car. How long did you leave them there?
Yeah, so I put them in my car around 11 a.m., and so they were in there about 3 hours, and about 2 p.m. I came back, and that's when I did the results.
Fully cooked. You ate the burgers.
I did. I put some ketchup. People were upset. I didn't make it a cheeseburger, which I should have, but I made it a plain hamburger, and it honestly was really good. I ended up finishing it off camera. I ate the rest of it.
Okay, and what else have you made? You've made, I saw the hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. One of my all-time favorites is the cookies. I've cooked pizza. It's crazy what you can cook inside your car when it gets so hot.
All right. Right. And I would like this to be a public service announcement, because if you can cook burgers in your car, your kids or your pets will definitely cook in your car as well.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. When the temperatures get above 90, don't leave your kids or your pets in your car. I totally agree with that.
All right. So did you start during the pandemic, like cooking things on your house?
Yeah, so when the pandemic happened, I got furloughed from my job, so I started thinking, wow, it's hot enough to cook an egg on the sidewalk. What about trying to cook on my roof? And that stuck, and that got me over 1 million followers. So this summer, I switched it up to cooking in my car.
All right. Well, I'm new on TikTok, and I had an idea. In fact, I love a good melted M&M, and it kind of started the way your cooking did. I had some plain M&Ms. They were in my car. I had a softball game I was playing, and I came back, and the innards were really melty, but the crispy shell stayed hard, and it was delicious. So that's how it all started for me, but I never made a TikTok video of that, or I would have gone viral.
Exactly. I'll have to do that, Wendy, and I'll have to give you a little shout out for your great idea.
All right, I appreciate that. What's next on the menu?
Someone did request that I do some brownie cookies. I've done each one individually, but making them together and having a little dessert in my car.
You did Jolly Ranchers. That kind of surprised me that they actually melted.
Yeah, no, that day was extremely hot, and I ended up doing the trend where they got super melted. I could blow bubbles with them, which was really cool, and the bubbles were edible. But, yeah, it got extremely melted. It was super cool how they turned out.
And Airheads. You used Airheads. That looked like a mosaic on the cookie sheet.
It definitely did. Yeah, it's cool because people comment all these random candies that I never thought had a melting point, but they can melt when it gets insanely hot outside.
Well, keep us posted and let us know when the cookbook comes out. How can people find you, Joe?
Yeah, so people can find me on TikTok. My username is The Joe Brown, and then my Instagram is The Joe Brown Official.
I will keep cooking. That's all I can tell you, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Perfect. Likewise. Thank you, Wendy.
You're very welcome. I might get some listeners or viewers if he does the M&M trick.
Yeah, I would think.